Hi folks, Crazy Dougie Wilson with you here, and this entire week we've had the opportunity to listen to some of the conversations that I had the opportunity to conduct with some of the lovely young ladies vying for the title of Miss Rain Day 2019. It is my pleasure right now to have a conversation with the youngest Miss Rain Day in pageant history, Lauren Schroyer. Lauren, excuse me, Your Majesty. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing fine. First of all, have you enjoyed being Miss Rain Day?
I have.
Good. What is your most fondest memory of the entire the process, the pageant, and then everything that followed afterwards? What's your fondest memory?
My fondest memory of the pageant was meeting all of the girls and seeing how talented they were. And then my fondest memory of the year was probably going to the Capitol with Pam Snyder and Kamara Bartolotta.
Very nice. But you were so busy this past year. In fact, before the interview, we were chatting with your mom and talking about all of the things, not just with the Miss Rain Day reign, but with all of your other extracurricular activities. Is there one thing that stands out from this past year as Miss Rain Day, setting aside the visit to the Capitol? Because I know you did a lot of community service work. Is there something that maybe stood out for you?
I really loved volunteering for Meals on Wheels because I had volunteered before I won Miss Rain Day, and I really loved it. And then I did it again, and it was just cool to see how everybody was so excited to see you, and you made their day a little bit brighter.
I know that a lot of young ladies look up to royalty. And you know, you giggle about that, but I have watched young ladies, even in your situation, who see you and their eyes just light up. So what would you say to a young lady that is thinking about getting into the pageant process, whether it's the Miss Rain Day pageant or any of the other pageants? What advice would you offer to that young lady?
It is always a great idea because if you don't win, you always gain life skills and you meet so many amazing people, and nothing is lost, even if you don't win the title. It's so much fun.
Excellent. The pageant itself, you will still get to be involved with.
Yes.
So what will you be doing for the talent portion for your final performance as Miss Rain Day?
I will be performing a contemporary jazz routine to Fever.
And I'm going to embarrass you a little bit because your mom told me before we started this that you actually were given a accommodation, I guess would be the best way to describe it. Explain to us this award that you just received.
I received the award of Senior Dancer of the Year at my dance studio.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
She has this shy little smile. I've got a couple of final questions for you, in no particular order. One is going to be a little more lighthearted. In fact, let's just start with that one, because we know it's going to rain on Rain Day. After all, it's Rain Day. But as the outgoing youngest Miss Rain Day in the pageant history, what time do you think it will rain on Rain Day 2019?
I think that it will rain at 7:23 p.m. because that is my birthday.
Aha! Okay. My last question for you is actually intended for the next young lady to be crowned Miss Rain Day. What advice would you offer to that young lady for her upcoming reign?
I would say to enjoy every minute of it because it really does go fast, to meet as many people as you can, to do as much as you can, and to really volunteer a lot because it's a great year.
Okay. She is the reigning, soon to be former Miss Rain Day 2018, Lauren Schroyer. Lauren, congratulations, and thanks for taking the time to sit and chat with us for a little bit.
Thank you for having me.